Have agreed to be here every night, mitzvah, and to add to the Ruach HaTorah, as we expect that everyone who is in Torah will want to take advantage of this opportunity so to do. Some find it, they say, difficult if it's only twice. They don't know when to come, how to come. It's not a daily ongoing. There are a lot of excuses. This will be a daily ongoing program, four times a week, the Yemei HaChol. We didn't include, or rather the Yungalites did not include Sunday night. They felt that that's the evening out when it's going to be difficult to have members of the community participate. So we are announcing it tonight, and we hope that Cleveland, which always has kindness, will this time find there no further excuses. There's a kollel here in town, 8 o'clock in the evening, every evening of the week, starting from the Shvedish Kiev. Shem Yisborach should give his blessings to this very, very wonderful undertaking for Torah, and we hope to see fruits of their labors in Yitzhashim. And now let's proceed to the matter at hand, which will be at the end of the week, Purim, Yitzhashim. Chazal tell us, Esther and Atayra Minayim. Where do we find the entireness of Purim mentioned in the Torah itself? And they tell us that it's mentioned in the Pasuk of the Teshuvah, where the Torah foretells to Klal Yisrael that there will come times of great distress, of travail for Klal Yisrael. I will veil my countenance in that day. I will cover it, I will hide it in that day, says Hashem Yisborach. Hashper Asir, that's Esther. Esther and the Ness of Purim represent this concept of the Torah Akdeshe, of Hester Purim, of Hashem Yisborach hiding his countenance. There are a few lessons that we have to learn from this lesson of Chazal. First of all, to understand what Chazal are teaching us when they talk about Hester Purim. There will come a day, and there in the Tenechachah there are so many troubles mentioned. And yet there's one of these circumstances is termed Hashtil Hashtil Purim. There will come a day when conditions of life will reach a stage where Jews will see that they have nothing left of Ha'oras Purim of Hashem Yisborach. It seems as if Hashem Yisborach has left us. He's not interested in shedding the light of his countenance upon us. And that, Chazal tell us, appeared in the period of the Ness of Purim. There is contained in this verse of Torah the essence of what Chesed Hashem signifies and what Midas HaDin, the choice of Klal Yisrael, signifies. When we live a life that is blessed with that which is good, that's Ha'oras Purim. It means that Hashem Yisborach wants to give his light to us. He wants to make light for us. of his countenance. When we lack goodness, then it's a period of hashecho, of dark, where that light that emerges from the desire of Hashem Yisborach to grant us His mercy, His kindness, His loving kindness, doesn't appear. And yet the Torah does not say that He has His Oyoporim, but rather Hasera here. I will veil, I will hide it. Not I will deny it to you. It will always be there, but it will be hidden from mankind to notice and to see. There's a great difference between removing Oyoporim and hiding Oyoporim. The sun, even in a cloudy day, brings a great deal of blessing to the world that we live in. It brings its blessings in a situation of that light of the sun being hidden by the clouds. But we know that the sun is there doing its job for what this world needs it. At night, there is no sun at all. Then we live by the light of the moon, which reflects that light of the sun of the day. Were there no sun on a cloudy day, the world in which we live in would be completely different. So also in that Oyoporim of Hashem Yisborach. Has to show it, were it completely denied and taken away, we can't possibly imagine what a world would then be. But Hashem Yisborach says, Hasera Stil, that Haoras Ponim, that sun of the loving kindness of the Chesed of Hashem Yisborach is always present, always existent. But not always is it apparent to the eyes of men. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we do not, but it's always there. Even when you reach a stage where Bikesh Lahashmi Glari is called Ayudi, Minava Zoku, Kavanoshim Biyanevo, a total holocaust. Even then, it's only Hester for it. It doesn't mean that there doesn't exist anymore El Pnei Havayah Baruch Hu. This is important to remember. When we realize this, our entire approach and concept of Rav Tov, of Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachmin is completely different, and we gain a new perspective on Churban, on Holocaust. It doesn't become a reason to deny the existence of Hashem Yisborach and His Hashgoche, His continual care over Klal Yisrael, but rather is a new source in seeing how Hashem Yisborach performs that Hashgoche for Klal Yisrael. And it's especially important in our day when Holocaust has become a popular subject for discussion. And men who lost their faith in God become the experts to address Jewish communities on the Holocaust and its problems. It's very important in our day that we begin to think in Torah terms. what all this means. Hasteir astir ponai. I'm always there, says Hashem Yisborah, but sometimes worthy of my presence. And it has to work in a hidden manner. That was shown in the Ness of Purim. When decided to make Germany Judenrein, he spoke only of Germany and what they had under their sovereignty. As a matter of fact, in the beginning, there was talk of they should leave for other countries to rid the master nation race of nation and race of the Aryans for other countries, for other domiciles. Jews didn't take the hint, so it worked out differently. But here, Ahasuerus said, no, they must be destroyed. They must be destroyed. They can't go to other places. A total annihilation. How did Jews approach this forthcoming Churban? So we know, Knesset Kol HaYehudim, with Torah and with Tefillah. They didn't lose faith, they gained faith. Faith was strengthened. Emunah became stronger. There was a realization that if this is the desire of the Midas Hadin against Klal Yisrael, it means that Father in heaven feels that his children on earth are not acting as they should. And when a father chastises children, the approach can't be, I give up on you. And to accept the law that was passed a few years ago in Sweden, that a child can come into court and deny his father's fatherhood. I don't want him for my father. And you can do it today in Sweden. I want to look my life. To get help when it might happen, it's like it's happened. They didn't say that we don't like our father and he's no longer our father. So many who went through the last Churban did say, have said, and are saying in public today. And when they talk about international gatherings of survivors of the Churban, there isn't a word mentioned about a good God in heaven. There isn't a word mentioned of who is the master of human events. And they don't intend at all to discuss it when they get together in Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh. It's a totally different approach to Churban, to Hasteir Astir Ponai. But Jews in the lands of Ahasuerus, Knesset Kol HaYehudim, and we have to meet the events as only a Jew can. Uprisings was killing out. Killing nor our weakness. Taylor nor our weakness. No one else. And that's our weapon. Is man shakul kul yankim and now you're dying the day answer. When you see before you these hands of Esau, prevalent in the descendant of Amorite, the grandson of Esau, ready to destroy a Klal Yisrael, the reaction has to be, oy!
capital. We must have forgotten. We must have forgotten the basic. We forgot the healing. We forgot Felix. We forgot even that prayer. We were swallowed up in the alien cultures among whom we live. Become part of those cultures. A culture that breeds what we live in today in the world around us. We forgot. So we have to return. Nice is for Yehudi. Let's get together as only Jews can get together. Kiri. Kiri. And Kalmutir. Let's learn. Hilchus Menachos. How do you bring sacrifices? Everything is Kiri. You want to understand life? Find the situation in Torah. Study that Torah. That's your approach to life. What happened? What did happen? Jews had a specific Jewish approach to Tzad and to Tzus. Even when it reached the stage of Akhti and Akhti for life, where it's completely hidden, we don't see it, but we realize that the sun must be there. Were it completely lost, there wouldn't be a cloudless royal left, even to suffer choice. Our entire existence is a direct result of Chesed Hashem, Rotzachon Shboruch Hu Lehitiv in Bnei Yisrael, and therefore he created a cloud in Israel as representative of his will in mankind. Sometimes we forget ourselves, and the result is Hestafoni. The approach must be a specifically Jewish one. When can you have that approach? Din tenchu yini bikeri lo'alachti gam ani mimochem v'hamaschem. That's a pasuk also in that very same Tosafot, where Hashem Yisborach chastises Klal Yisrael and he tells them, if after my warnings you shall continue to walk with me, be carry. What does carry mean? The Rambam tells us, be meekly. You'll say everything is a natural course of events. The world and all therein, that's nature. There was no creator, Chas v'Sholem. That's nature. History, natural course of events. Nature takes its course. Kei nikrehu. It happened. No divine plan. It happened. Ah, that's how you see life. V'olachti gam ani mochem v'chamasker, he says Hashem Yisborach. I will then have to act with you in the anger that results from Terry. And the Rambam points out and adds an extra word to the pasuk. V'olachti gam ani mochem v'chamas oiso Terry. That very approach of yours, that all is nothing more than the natural course of events. Nature takes its course. I let it take its course. And then perhaps you'll begin to see what a world looks like when it takes its own course. force. Shut it! Hold them! A world in the throes of destruction, afraid of itself. You want it that way? It's yours for the having. But Hamas, first of him. That's not a Jewish approach. Tere doesn't allow for Mikrehu. There is no place in life for Mikre. Things just happen. Everything is a result of planning, of Hashgachas Haberei, in accordance with the deeds and acts of men. If we act in accordance with His will, we produce a Hashgacha of Hashem Yisborach in consonance with those acts. If Chas V'Sholom we act contrary to His will, we produce a Hashgacha of Hester Poni. What we ask for, that's what's given to us. Mikrehu can only lead to Churban. And every Churban must be remindful to the Jew that he has wandered in one way or another into this world of Mikre. It must act as a clarion call. Stop for a minute to think. How do you approach life? Let there be an ingathering. Gather together among yourselves. Forget this world, this Asian culture in which you live. Place yourself at the foot of Sinai and accept Torah all over again. And then you'll see life in a completely different light. Then you begin to see that even in this Churban of Hester Poni, there's still that earth, Ne'avayel. It's hidden. It's veiled. And it's for us to bring it forth and reveal it once again. And it worked. And there came forth a Nes Purim. For those who live by Mikreh, they can take a look at all the events leading up to the Churban, Kol HaYehudim Min Ha'Ar Hazotim, and then the salvation, and say it has nothing to it, not miraculous. It just happened that way. Ahasuerus agreed to him and put forth this Zemir Rahman al-Islam. And then he went batty and he decided to do something for Esther and Mordechai, a favor that can happen many times. So he revoked the decree. So what's so great, what's the big deal here involved? Natural course of events. It could have been that way. But Jews thought differently. They had gotten together as Jews. So they saw what the result is. It wasn't a natural course of events. It was a plan. A call to Klal Yisrael, rise out of that Persian culture in which you find yourselves. Realize that you're mitzvah clear. Out of that, there results this ness. The revocation of an evil decree to add strength to Klal Yisrael to be worthy in a very short while afterwards to return to Tzion Yerushalayim. That's the Nes of Purim. Not only were they saved from a momentary decree, it served as preparation to be worthy of leading Golos, of returning to Eretz Yisrael.
That's how Jews approach Tzar, Midas Hadin, Chesed, and Midas Harachmim. And when we think, we find all of this contained in this Nes of Purim, in the Megillah, where the divine name of Hashem Yisborach doesn't appear. It was as if he didn't. It was as if he wasn't there. And yet he was there. And then he didn't. Not Chas V'Sholom. Go. This is the approach of a Jew to life. And that's what Purim comes to tell us. That's the message that it conveys to us. Therefore, Mishenichnas Hador, Marvin Besim, this month of Hador comes annually. It's incumbent upon us that we increase our Simcha. And the Rashi points out in Tanya's a very interesting thing, because this is the beginning, he says, of the Nisim of Purim and Pesach. That's the way it is. The next Purim drove home the point that all of life is governed by Ashgachas Avodah. And when a Jew reaches that understanding, when that becomes his outlook upon life, then he is worthy of a Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's his preparation to leave Boris, to be back in Eretz Yisroel. Where only there can Torah be properly observed. Hatziviloch Tziyunim, the Novi says. When you go out into Boris, there all of Torah, even the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon you in Boris, are merely way signs to the return to Eretz Yisroel. Where is a mitzvah fully seen and fully felt in all that's contained within a mitzvah? Where does one feel in the performance of a mitzvah that he stands in communion with Hashem Yisborach? Only in Eretz Yisroel. Live through a Nes Purim, you understand what it means, and therefore it becomes for you a source for Simcha. Then you are prepared to understand the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then you are prepared to activate yourself towards a return, to leave Golus and all that it represents, even the American Golus. So many of us that think this is the Golus of the Israelites. In a sense, as the poet of the Jerome Catholic Rope once pointed out, this is a worse Golus than the European Golus. The two types of Golus, I heard him once say, many years ago in Minneapolis. There's the European Golus. Those who seek to track you down, they shall become the Shisa. Rokaku, Kol Nevaloyich. Those who seek to swallow you up will be removed from you. European Golus was Shusoyich. They denied us the ability to live as free men. They wanted us to feel Tzoros and Tzar. They tread upon us. The Shlech. Noch Erger is Americans. We're free here. Free citizens. All rights of others. What happens? We're swallowed up.
to the mainstream of American life and American culture. Instead of a cheder, we have a Shabbos school, he says. That's what he said then. Not a Sunday school, a Shabbos school. That's what American culture represented. That's a terrible gross. Even today, Baruch Hashem, due to the Churban in Europe, a few G'delim, Tzadikim, were saved with God's divine purpose in mind to bring Torah to the shores of the United States. Even today, in the Torah community, there are so many who don't recognize the fact that there are many folks and that it would be wonderful to lead them. When we don't realize that this is Golus, we begin to feel that's one of the greatest churbonos that we can possibly have. The Midrash says that Chazal were mesaken to be mispar for kshoni, to pray for rain, only in the season when it's necessary in Eretz Yisroel, not when it's necessary in Chutz Loretz. If you need it in Chutz Loretz, you say it as an additional prayer part of Shema Kaleza. But the prayer is in power of the Livroko, specifically when it's needed in Eretz Yisroel. The Medrash says a very interesting reason for that. Why? Because if you'll pray for it when you need it here in the lands of Golas, you will lose sight of the fact that you're living in Golas. You will begin to feel and think, this is my home. It isn't so. Home is Eretz Yisroel. This is a temporary abode. It's Golas. Pulling Golas up in Eichlin. You want rain? Schmackerling. Where is rain? The rain of home. Where is rain? Where it means bringing forth that duche in the everyday life of a country. In Eretz Yisroel, there the same Talmudot is the prayer and the tefillah in the Baldus Dorten Hogan. Then a Jew will know that he's in Golus. To such an extent, the Chazal teachers were very interested in seeing to it that a Jew in Golus not be lost and not forget that he's in Golus. Even when he suffers the pangs of a European Golus, Then in the month of Adar, a Jew lives through the beginning and the next Purim and realizes the simcha that must emerge from those concepts. Then he is prepared for the Nisim of Chodesh Nisim. He is prepared for Yitziat Yisrael to go forth from Golus and be worthy of redemption. May we finally reach that stage in our lives where we will be able to leave the Mitzvot, those boundaries and borders that keep us closed in all the lands of our Golus, Zeche to return, Mitzirin Yerushalayim, to accept there, Tell us, I in its full light and its true light, and thereby to enjoy the chesed of earthly Hashem in the greatest ta'or sporting that he has ever revealed to us.